Track 6, The Freighter and Servant's Dining Room.
You should now be standing next to the large stone fireplace.
When Rufford was a monastery, the freighter was used as a dining room for the lay brothers. Later, when the monastery became a country house, it was used as a servant's hall and dining room, and a massive fireplace was installed. The servant's hall was decorated for occasions throughout the year, including for harvest festivals and Christmas. It was used for parties such as the servant's ball on New Year's Eve, when Lord and Lady Savile would join the servants for some dancing, and the butler and the housekeeper would serve the lower servants. If someone from the estate was married or christened in the chapel, the party might have been celebrated in here. There would be prize-giving services for children on the estate. The girl who produced the best piece of needlework and the boy who produced the best piece of woodwork were both presented with a brand new Bible. With so many servants working for the Savile family, mealtimes were a busy affair, as one servant explains.
I'll come down to the servants' dining room when my lady allowed me a short break. 6 times a day at Rufford Abbey, a full meal was served. 2 breakfasts, 2 lunches and 2 dinners. 3 for the servants and 3 for the family. The servants would eat jams, pickles, pies, bread, cheeses and sausages.
Exit the room through the doorway you entered. Turn right and follow the path to stop near the picnic tables outside the Savile restaurant. Turn and face the building.